Sarah News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congressman Andy Biggs says even Republican lawmakers have a hard time seeing eye to eye on every aspect of President Trump's reforms.
Why is it hard? It's because a lot of times your own ox is going to be gored. Maybe there's going to be something in your district that is not, they love President Trump, but this one particular issue is not going to go well.
And Biggs spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network as he summed up the president's first 100 days in office as an effort to return the country to a constitutional republic. Correspondent Hayo Panjabi reports on a key education program surviving proposed budget cuts.
President Donald Trump's administration has apparently backed away from a proposal to eliminate funding for Head Start. That's the preschool program that educates more than 500,000 children from low-income and homeless families. On a call with reporters, an administration official said there would be no changes to it. Head Start supporters had been worried after a leaked Trump administration proposal suggested defunding it. Project 2025, the conservative blueprint drawn up by the Heritage Foundation, also called for cutting Head Start. Hayo Panjwani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's campaign against Iran's nuclear program has been somewhat muted with U.S. President Donald Trump back in power.
When the U.S. and Iran met for nuclear talks a decade ago, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu railed against an emerging deal from the world's most public stage, including in a fiery speech to Congress seen as a direct challenge to the Obama administration as it was wrapping up the talks. Now, as the sides sit down to discuss a new deal, Netanyahu has fallen silent. The prime minister sees an Iran with nuclear weapons as an existential threat to Israel, and he's just as wary of any new U.S. agreement with its arch enemy that may not meet his standards.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting, and this is SRN News. A new parental rights law for Indiana.
The measure bars the state government from passing any legislation that would substantially burden a mom or dad's right to direct the upbringing, education, health care, or religious instruction of their child. John Carpenter of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom thinks it's a great idea, adding, quote, "Parents know and love their children best, and they have the right and duty to raise their children according to their own conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christians in Iran is rising. According to Article 18, that's a British human rights group, nearly 100 believers were sentenced to prison for their faith last year by Iranian courts. That's a 600% increase compared to 2023. The U.S. Commission on International Freedom is also concerned about the so-called Muslim morality police there. They're said to abuse Christians on the streets. A new report by the commission says the bans violently arrest and assault women. This is SRN News. Another rally on Wall Street Friday.
Wall Street extended its gains to a ninth straight day. That marked its longest winning streak since 2004. The index has also reclaimed the ground it's lost since President Donald Trump escalated his trade war in early April. The rally on Friday was spurred by a better-than-expected job report and resurgent hope on ratcheting down the trade showdown with China. The S&P 500 index climbed 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 564 points. That's 1.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.5%. Apple fell 3.7%. The iPhone maker said tariffs could cost the company $900 million. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
ExxonMobil's profit declined in the first quarter. It was hit especially hard by weaker crude oil prices and higher operating costs. The earnings performance still managed to beat Wall Street expectations. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.